And I played the track, and I always expect them to say "Freed from Desire," and they say "Pioli is on fire," and I was very surprised. And everybody shoot. You know, he's taking the phone to shoot your reaction. But I was very surprised, and I don't know who was Pioli, so I said, "What are you singing?" B-S-M-T.
Bella raga, nuovo appuntamento, nuovo passa dal basement, bentornati, ciao, io sono Gianluca Gazzoli, spendo questa volta solo 2 secondi per dire che sono davvero contento di tutto quello che sta succedendo, grazie anche al basement, grazie a voi che ci seguite, che ci supportate, quindi insomma grazie davvero perché possono succedere cose speciali come questa, e questa personalmente è sicuramente un bel passo per quanto riguarda il nostro podcast e quello che stiamo creando insieme. Tra l'altro parlo un pochino di più perché di solito quando c'è l'ospite ogni tanto mi capita di imbarazzarmi perché magari... c'è un personaggio importante, dico cose che hanno altri linguaggi, tipo non so, iscrivetevi al canale, seguiteci su Spotify. Questa volta sto andando un po' più sciolto perché l'ospite è internazionale e spero che non capisca quello che io stia dicendo. In realtà lo capisce perché è molto amico del nostro paese, dell'Italia, e noi gli vogliamo molto bene, perché attenzione signore e signori, dal basement oggi è passato Bob Sinclair. Thank you Bob.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno, buongiorno. Thank you. It's an honor for us.
Yes.
Have you here? You are our first international guest in this
I'm
podcast.
I'm very close to your country.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. France,
Italy. Always,
we start in this way. We start with France. It's an honor. Have you been in other podcasts around the world?
I've been once in Paris.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Okay. It's a good moment for the podcast
to talk about life or talk about different things. Yes.
Yes. Yes. It's a good moment for you.
It's always a good moment for me. Since I start music, you know, I was very lucky to find this road and then making music in my kid's room.
Okay.
You know, working with samples and try to do something, doing mixtapes to go to school. And then step by step, I create my label. And I'm here with you now after 30 years now.
What are you doing in Italy in these days?
I'm playing in Bologna. Stasera.
Ah, okay.
Matisse,
okay.
Club Matisse.
Club Matisse, okay. The Italian people love you.
Yeah, and comment tu dis, c'est réciproque.
Yeah, okay. You know, okay. But because usually the people say that there is hating from France, Italy, but we are friends.
No, it's only for football.
Only for football.
That's it. But we love Italia, yeah. And especially for me, Milan is the capital of fashion now.
Yeah, yeah. Football, it's difficult.
Yeah, so we fight for our countries.
Yeah, yeah. But for the music, it's not a problem. It's not a problem. Thank you. But this is the basement. This is a place where we create many things, podcast contents. But we met friends. We meet friends like you. You have you a place like this for you
for
your music?
I love your toys. I love what you have on the wall because I have almost the same at home. I do a collect a lot of things, toys, art, toys, different things, you know.
What is your precious object in your collection?
I have this, the most precious one. I have a lot.
Yeah.
Which one you want to talk about? Because I collect art from, you know, I have, for example, I think in my office, the biggest thing I have is a painting of Keith Haring.
Wow.
Yeah.
Original.
An original, yes. Yeah. I have also George Condo, Cause.
Okay. Art.
No, art. Yes.
And precious for your heart, not for the value?
It's always for my heart because I love the... I'm coming from the hip-hop culture.
Okay.
And the rap is really my music. And I start, you know, music because I loved hip-hop. Yeah. So I want to be a part of this hip-hop culture.
Okay.
So I buy some pieces from that time, you know, from the 80s.
Wow. Yes. And you met some of your idols from hip-hop?
Yes, of course. I met DJ Premier.
Ah.
You know DJ Premier?
Yeah. The history.
It's really rare. Yeah, it's the history of hip-hop because he was the DJ of Gangstar. And Guru is the rapper, passed away a few years ago. But I met him, I went into his studio and it was unbelievable. I did a track with Sugar Hill Gang, you know, La La Song. Wow,
it
was number one in Italia.
I know it.
Last year I did a song with Roxanne Shanté, who was the first female rapper ever in hip-hop history.
Wow.
So I try to be always to combine what I love, you know, all the music I love with hip-hop.
Wow, it's incredible! It's incredible. And where are you based?
In Paris. Yes.
In Paris. Mm-hmm. I've been in Paris last summer and last January for NBA Paris game. Mm-hmm. I thought that met you there. No.
Basketball is not my. I'm more into tennis.
Next time.
Tennis is my sport.
Yeah. Also for the music is important.
Then because I'm short, you know. If I was maybe two meters high, it's gonna be
okay. But this period of the year, this season, is a good season for a DJ because we're waiting for the summer.
It's always, I mean, it depends, but it depends for which DJs, for okay. sure. But it's always good season. It depends where you go in the south. So you, I always usually follow the sun and I stay a bit calm December, January and February. I wanted to relax a little bit more because last year after COVID, I had a huge year, you know, almost 100 gigs. So I wanted to relax a little bit more. But March, where is really strong, April, May, and it's soon the summer.
But the summer maybe is the better season.
Yes, yeah. It's amazing. Italians, they want to dance.
Yes. But do you remember your favorite summer in your life?
It's difficult. First time, I don't know if you remembered a song I made called I Feel For You. And I released the track in 1999 on the label Defected. It's an English label. And the first time I saw in Ibiza Eric Morillo playing the song. And the crowd went mad when he was playing it. So it's the first time I heard my song played by a big DJ. So I was really proud, especially in Pasha in Ibiza. Ah. And then... I made more records.
How old were you?
In 1999, I had 20 years old.
You look like always young.
Because
it's incredible.
I want to fight for you because I always say I don't drink. You know, I don't smoke. I never took drugs. Because my job is really associated to bad things.
Like an athlete.
Maybe. Yes, it's very important because when you do 100 gigs a year, traveling all around the world, jet lag, you need to train as an athlete.
Usually 100 gigs in a year?
Yes.
Okay, it's incredible. From a different around
freedom and place in the world. Yes, you travel very far, but I love my job. I love playing music everywhere, but you need to train for that.
It's incredible. Now, in Italy, in this day, when we saw your videos, you play the song of Gala.
There
is a big meme in Italy.
I saw it, of course, last year.
With this song. Do you remember when this meme start?
Yes. I played in Padova, Villa Barbieri.
Yeah.
It's an amazing club, open air. And I was very surprised because I didn't know about the Pioli. I don't know even who he was.
You never met him?
No, I never met him. And I played the track. It's a remix I made for my DJ set, my own version of Gala. And I played the set and I played the track. And I always expect them to say Freed From Desire. And they say, Pioli is on fire. And I was very surprised. And everybody shoot, you know, he's taking the phone to shoot your reaction. But I was very surprised. And I don't know who was Pioli. So I said, what are you singing?
Your face, we remember your face.
They don't understand English. Or but still this year, it's all the same. I played last year in Cromia, close to Bari.
Yeah.
And it was the same. 4,000 people singing Pioli is on fire.
Tonight, maybe.
Yes, of course.
I think that's the same
thing. Italians, they love him?
Yeah. Not every Italians. AC Milan
not
supporters.
Not Napoli.
Less. But when we have a fan, it's not a problem. You support some teams?
Me, you know, I was young when Marseille in the south of France won the Champions League. So I'm really fighting. I mean, I love follow Marseille. And I love when you're to see the heart of people beating for their team, you know.
Okay.
The city is living for the team. I love that. And to be honest, Paris is not a team. It's a combo of ego.
Yeah.
And what I mean? And it's not... I think it's not the best way to build a team.
Yeah, maybe. And
you need to have one ego and the team, you know, and the ego is working together. You know, it's a team, it's a partnership.
Yes, the result is not good for this reason.
They always expect something big, but they don't do anything for that.
Yes. And now, what do you think about your music today?
It's really hard, my friend. It's really hard making music. When I start music in my kids' room, I never expect to do a hit, a worldwide hit. So after 10 years, I made Love Generation, World Hold On, and Roxy's Party. It became so big that these three tracks became me, actually. People, they want to hear always the same track. When I enter on stage, there is always a phone saying, play Love Generation. At the first second, I start to play. They don't expect me, I mean, maybe Far L'Amor also.
Yeah.
But so it's really hard for me to do another hit in the same style. So I prefer to go back to the underground, making a mashup of different traditional music I love from Brazil, from Jamaica, you know, from Africa. I always loved to do this combination of sound, house music with this type of music. Yes,
it's a good moment for you for your
yes gene, it's very music, it's a very gene. Good it's a very good moment because EDM is dead.
Yeah.
EDM is
dead.
Yeah, it's dead. I mean, this sound, you know, very aggressive, very masculine. So we all come back now to a little bit more techno or something more underground. There is no house music in the airplay at the moment. I saw the charts in Italy, mainly Italian pop songs and hip hop, which is their moment.
What is the secret for to survive throughout
always
the
do
years?
What you feel. I always follow my feelings. Sometimes I fail. Sometimes I have success. But you need always to follow your you know the your goosebumps. You know what you you know your feelings about music. Don't follow any trends because you are always in second.
Okay.
You need to be the leader in your music.
In this moment, the social media has an important role.
Yes,
in the music business.
More than important because it's more important for my followers to see me naked in my in my bathroom than to listen to music.
Your last post is very funny.
Yes,
actually, I saw on Instagram your last post. It's very funny.
So I do 500,000 views on that, and then when I post something on music, it's only 25,000. It needs to be a combination of different things, you know.
But I love, for example, TikTok changed the world of music.
Yes. It's a shame, but it works this way.
But you need to do what do you feel?
Yeah, you still have to do the what I always produce the music like I did in 25 years ago. So I don't want to change my production.
Okay.
It will come back for sure to something big. But you know, I had an amazing moment of 5 years of big hits, and EDM came, and then more artists came. I'm very happy to still be here on the scene, being requested to play all around the world. Fisher last year did a remix of World Hold On, and we are 100 millions of views on the platform. So this track has 15 years old, and it's still it was the most playing song by all the DJs around the world last year. So when you create classic good music, it's always there.
Yes.
And I didn't follow any trends to create Love Generation. And
what is your main hit in your opinion for
World
the people?
Hold On.
World Hold On.
Yeah, World Hold On. Yes. No. In Italy, Far L'Amor is very strong.
Yes.
Because Raffaella was unbelievable to meet her.
Yeah. Do you remember when you met her for the first time?
Yeah. In Roma, for sure. In Roma, I actually, my first demo was a bootleg.
Okay.
I sampled the original, but I played it when I played it in Italian. My DJ friends, Italian friends, they said you can't sample that. It's very cheap. But I said, look at the reaction on the dance floor.
Okay.
And they talked to me about Raffaella. I didn't know how big she was, and I said the only way for me to be credible, to have credibility on the song, is to do it again with her. So I contacted her. She was amazing, and when she saw me, she said, I never did anything since 10 years in music, but I love your vibe. I want to do something with you.
Wow.
So I was,
great,
very, very
great
proud.
Artist. Great artist.
With a big heart.
Yeah.
Big, big heart.
This song became a soundtrack, a movie, an important movie.
Yeah, like Grande Bellezza, for
sure. Wow, Grande Bellezza.
I won an Oscar, my friend. Not my music, but actually Paolo Sorrentino made this song very, very big around the world.
Yes. Which is the best place where you play your DJ set, for example?
To play in the south of Italy is always something unbelievable. I mean, I don't know if you heard of this club called Chromia,
yeah,
but it's a part of a group called Popfest. And they have Nafura and they have Praia and
yes.
Chromia during the winter. So these three clubs, you know, are really unbelievable. I don't know.
Wow.
In the summer, all the Italians go in Puglia.
Yes.
And so, of course, there is people from all Italia, but there is a special vibe in the south, especially also
yes.
in Napoli, because they have this culture of dance music. I remember that at the end of the 90s, you had a young DJ called Fiore, very, very young guy. He had 14 years old back in the days, and he educate a lot all the people in the south, masters at work. David Morales lives here in Italy, you know, Roger Sanchez. So they have this culture in the south of house music.
Okay, but when you play your DJ set, happen that the people ask you to play another songs, for example, like
no, they never ask
like
me this,
a typical
no.
Like a local DJ set.
No. They always no. They respect me a lot.
Okay.
No. Yeah, they don't come to see always. Me and say you have to play this. No. They always say they're always so nice with me.
Okay. Fortunatamente, mi verrebbe da dire. And around the world, the best place for you to play?
Around the world, you know, the music became very hip hop.
Yeah.
Even in it used to be big in Miami, but then hip hop came and blew up all the market. Without any doubt, Italia is for me my biggest the biggest highlights of my career.
Thank you.
I don't
everybody.
Say this because we are in Italy.
No. Okay.
I do 25 gigs or maybe more in Italia on hundreds.
Yeah.
I have made so many requested around the world, but I prefer to be focused on Italia because when somebody loves your music, you feel very comfortable to play. To play what you like, you know.
And do you remember when you start with your first DJ set
in Italia?
No, in your life.
No, in my life.
When you start your career or
yeah,
your
I play,
passion.
Oh, I mean, my passion. I rent a club in Paris.
Yeah.
Yes, because nobody wanted to hear that music beginning of the 90s. So I rent a place and I did my own party.
Okay.
I played hip hop, acid jazz. It was the time where
with vinyls, of course. Okay, it's incredible career.
Yes,
your career.
It's amazing. I couldn't really imagine to play again at after 50 because I'm close to 50. So, to being here and enjoy still, you know, the playing my music everywhere.
Yeah, but you changed the figure of DJ.
Yes, I think I was the part of all the DJs. Of course, we were a few, but Eric Morillo was there too. But we changed the image of the DJ. We became artists and really
and cool artists.
Yes. It became very cool to be a DJ.
Yeah, you look like a model, an actor. DJ.
Yeah, I mean, before that, you know, I told you it was very associated to drugs, to that kind of thing. But also the home studios, you know, became very big, and you could create your music at home.
Yes.
So it changed a lot. It changed a lot because you could create your beats, and then your beats went to the radios in all the Albertino.
Si, yes.
You know, he made a lot also for house music. So you could be played by Albertino and then made a hit. He was the first to play Gym Tonic back in the days,
yes.
You know, in 1998.
Wow.
So when you do a club track and a DJ on the radio play your track, I mean, all the listeners can listen it, and then you didn't have Shazam or anything, but you could buy the CDs or the album of the artist. But back in the days, the radio were the only way to promote your music.
Do you have many friends in this world?
Not really. In this business, not
in this
really.
Business,
no,
sorry.
Not really.
Yeah.
No, they have
difficult.
A big ego, my friend. Big ego. Yeah, I never forget where I'm coming from. Never. Because I'm coming from Paris, from a little place, and I was in my studio, in my kids' room. And I always try to remember when I create music, in which state of mind I was when I was young, you know, to stay genuine.
Yeah.
You know, to stay true with myself.
Yes, it's the secret, maybe.
Yes, I think.
Because you are authentic
yes.
person.
Yes.
Your music is authentic.
Yes.
And have you some advice to young DJs?
This is an advice we can give them.
Yeah, this is the first advice.
Stay authentic and also never follow anyone. Never try to copy Sinclair or Guetta or try to be inspired,
yeah.
but never copy them because you will always follow. You need to be leader in your style. So find your own personality in your production and you will succeed for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what is the future for you, for the club, for the club culture?
Me, I always try to, now, because there is not any, there is not a lot of good tracks on the market, because a lot of young kids now, they see the fame, you know, with the DJ. They see the money, they see the cool vibe and the fame. They don't see how hard is it to build an image, you know, and to build something strong around your characters, or around your name.
The image before the music.
Yeah, they all want to do a hit very, very quick. It's because of the socials, for sure. Huh?
Yes.
It's happening the same way with the influencers all around the world. And this is a new business, a new job to be influencers, but they don't influence anybody. Just try to be original, to be yourself. I always try to create special music for my DJ set. You know, every song I play, it's something I have made. Even the gala song I play, it's a remix I have done. To give to people something special,
this new version.
You know, new track they don't know. So this is how you make the difference with the others.
You are an inspiration for many guys, for many people. Who is your inspiration now? Who was maybe before?
In DJs, in production, or
yeah, in the music.
I think, you know, in France, Daft Punk.
Yes.
Daft Punk were a big inspiration for French artists, and I think for all the electro scene around the world. I have I was very lucky to work with him on my first album, Paradise, and I went into his studio and I saw him work, and it was unbelievable. He was so simple. But he was going to the essentials, you know, straight to the point. And he had this culture of sample, you know, this sample, wow. You know, to take some. He's really, because I was with Thomas Bangalter, and these two guys, they are genius, pure genius.
I have a classic question that I ask to my guest, maybe usually NBA players or American people. You met Michael Jordan.
I met him once, but just say hello. Huh? He came.
Just say hello.
Just hello. I was playing at Southern, close to New York.
Yeah.
No. It was not in New York. It was in the Bahamas.
Ah, okay.
It was in the Bahamas.
It's better.
It was in the Bahamas, and I was playing in a club there in Nassau. And a guy came to me, and you know, the club stopped. When he entered in the club, club stopped.
Wow.
I was playing music, but he said, wow. You know, somebody was somebody was there, I don't know who. And he came to me and he said, wow, Bob, please, I know who you are, but can you play a little bit of hip-hop, please? I was playing house for sure, but I mean, I played hip-hop. I played
for MJ.
Two or three tracks, and I made a picture with him.
Wow. And what is the most incredible meeting that you have?
You know, I'm a big fan of sport, football and tennis especially. And I was lucky also to do the birthday of Roger Federer.
Wow.
His 30 years birthday, 10 years ago. I mean, 1 year before, I knew that he's going to turn 30, and I came to see his wife, because I have a few access to Roland Garros, and I can meet people in the, you know, in the restaurant of Roland Garros, and I had the badge for it. So I came to see Mirka, and I said, Mirka, sorry to bother you, but if one day you want to celebrate something for Roger, I want to play for him for his birthday, for your family.
Wow.
And he said, wow, it's very nice, very generous. So, and the year after, she called me and said, we do a surprise for him in Zurich.
Wow.
Yeah, because of course he can't go in a club.
Yes.
And all the family there, 70 people, if you can play for us, it would be amazing.
Wow, incredible.
Yeah, because you know, this is inspiration. Athletes, football player, you know, tennis player, and all the athletes I follow, they are very a big inspiration for me. The way they eat,
me too.
They train, you know, they go very hard in their life, you know, to achieve something. You need to go hard, you know.
It's the same.
You need to fail a lot of, you know, but success is coming after a lot of fails.
It's the same. I met Roger Federer 3 or 4 years ago, but he don't walk, he fly.
When he's training, when he's playing, he's like a jazz musician.
Yeah,
he's always improvising. He's so relaxed. when he's playing and he's improvising, and it missed me so much, you know. He's missing a lot to the tennis at the moment, because they're all playing the same way now. They stay in the back of the court, and they hit very strong. But Roger was going to the net, and he was a magician.
Yeah, well, it's also the cinema is important in your life. Your name, born from a movie.
Yes, my Bob Sinclair is a hero of a French movie called Le Magnifique with Jean-Paul Belmondo.
Yeah,
and he's quite famous in Italy, I think. And this movie is a co-production French-Italian.
Yes, yes.
So this movie is about a writer. He writes books about his hero, Bob Sinclair, who is a spy, a French between James Bond and I don't know, a guy like this. And he dreams his life and he writes books about him. But he lives in a very small apartment in Paris, and he dreams his life about to be a spy, you know, like James Bond. But it was amazing for me to take his name, because I was the same in the same situation when I started Bob Sinclair. I was making music in my kids' room, dreaming to live a DJ life all around the world. So it became reality.
But
Bob Sinclair, it's not Sinclair. Italians, they say Sinclair.
Sinclair.
C-L-A-R. No, I. But I found the name very disco. Very, very...
Sound good.
Very
sound good.
Very 80s.
Wow. An incredible history, because this name now is very, very important in the world.
Yes, yes.
It's incredible. And you play much music around the world, but you go to the disco to dance, to party.
It's really rare when a DJ makes me dance, my friend. It's really rare. I loved a lot Paul Johnson, who passed away also. Paul Johnson was... I loved the Chicago scene, and I love the New York scene. So I love Louis Vega, you know, I love Kenny Dope, two guys from Masters at Work. I love to watch Roger Sanchez, Todd Terry, all the cool guys, you know, the classic guys. I love them to watch them. I saw a disco set of Carl Cox, who was really very impressive when he plays disco. But I have no time, you know, to go out, you know. I always, you know, when I'm home, I come back home, I stay home, I make music.
You play also in Tomorrowland.
I played many times. Actually, I made the first edition.
Wow.
Yeah, in 2006. And
the first?
Yeah, the first one, yes. It was not the main stage you can see now. It was a smaller stage, but it was nice. Now it became something very commercial.
An incredible place.
It's huge.
I have been five years ago. It was crazy, because I saw many people happy, and they have a very, very fun.
The organization is really, really very, very good. Everything is clean. No, everything is really respectful.
No fight. Only good vibes. It's incredible.
Only good vibes. And the organization in that kind of event, kind of thing, is really important.
Yeah, but
security, you know. I don't see drugs or maybe people
it's incredible.
Yeah, it's very safe.
And now is a good moment for the festival, different from...
Yes.
Which is for you,
that's why that's why DJs became that strong, because the organization saw that DJs were very important, and they brought people in. They brought, you know...
Yes.
They federate a lot of people.
But it's different, the club culture from festival culture.
Yes, it's totally different.
Totally.
Yeah. I love clubs. I prefer clubs.
You prefer clubs?
Ah, yes, for sure. Because during 3 hours, you play 3 hours. I mean, I love to play 2-3 hours. And I love to build a history of music, history of music, to build a mood.
Okay.
You know, a mood for the night. And I see beautiful people, beautiful ladies, so I love to play for them. And you can see the reaction of the people. When you play in a festival, you need to give to every track instant energy. Mm-hmm. So you need to play hits, all, you know, hits after hits. There is no creativity. That's why I prefer to be in clubs.
And what did you do before your DJ set?
You mean the hours before?
Yeah, the hours before.
No. I eat pasta.
Yeah?
Like, I eat carbs.
Okay.
Like athletes, my friend.
Yeah, like an athlete.
I need carbs.
Okay.
Sugar, but the right sugar in my blood to stay...
Before
the DJ set, yes, because I need to stay awake.
Yes.
People always told me, meet me, what do you do to stay awake until 5-6 o'clock in the morning, and you do that 100 gigs a year and during the summer every day? But I said, I eat well, I train, I even if I sleep at night, I try to sleep also well. This makes you become an athlete, you know. Okay. You need to be that.
It's the same. Do you remember when your career switch? There is a perfect moment
It was a crescendo until until Love Generation.
Okay.
You know, record after record, album after album after albums, and then Love Generation 2005 was really a key of a worldwide success.
Okay. Mm. Yeah. And you are cool now. Mm-hmm. You are always cool in your life. In the past, when you are a child, you are a cool child.
I was very shy.
You're shy?
I was very shy, yeah.
I listened that you many times you say that you are shy.
I was very introvert, introvert, and I didn't have so many friends because at my age 16, 17, sometimes the guy they start to drink alcohol, they start to smoke, and I was not into that. So I was going into clubs and I spent all nights I was spending all night long close to the DJ. And writing songs he was playing to watch how he was I was really
like a nerd. And
I was a nerd. Yeah, I was really passionate by this DJ DJ thing.
But also with the girls, you are shy because your figure is like a Latin lover.
I used to be shy, but then but DJ arrived in my life. No, it was a good way for me to be more.
Okay. Next summer, where you will be?
I will be you mean which? Oh, I will follow the sun for sure.
Yeah, follow the sun is the very
between Ibiza for sure. Maybe one or two gigs in Mykonos. I will also be in the south of Italy. I will be in Sardinia. I will be in Praia, in Gallipoli. Yeah. I will be also in Nafura. I will be a little bit everywhere in south of France. I will follow.
But also now Ibiza is the place to be for a DJ.
Yes. It became also very commercial. Huh? It's not to find the right place to find the right music today. I don't know really where we can go because the place, you know, everybody's coming from all around the world to see the best DJs, but to see the most the most underground party, the most beautiful parties. Maybe in Spain, maybe in Spain? In festivals, maybe BPM festival, you know, in Mexico.
Ah,
BPM
wow.
Festival, yeah, close to Cancun. Playa del Carmen, there is a big festival like this. There is also big festivals in America where you can listen good underground house music. But Ibiza is commercial now.
It's commercial.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
But I saw many people that every summer, every August.
Yeah, they go party
July.
There. We don't know why, but.
but need to go to the good place.
Yes. No. You can see the best DJ in the world. And of course, there is an amazing party.
Wow. Bob, thank you. Thank you very much for this conversation.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's an honor.
Very cool, because it's so rare when you know. Yeah. Yes, because we don't have time when we go in the radio. We always talking about promo.
Yeah.
So what's your new single? Yes. Who is the singer? What you do next summer? 5-10 minutes.
Always the same things.
But it's good because...
No, it's good for the promotion.
Yeah, it's good for the promotion and sometimes you don't have time
but
to talk.
But when you go to the US, for example, how is the people, the feeling?
No, they have created this music. You know, techno is coming from Detroit, house music coming from Chicago, from New York. So they forgot quite sure, you know, they forgot. So they are not really into dance music.
Yeah,
EDM was very, very strong because it was more masculine. It was very aggressive, you know. And now house music is not strong anymore in the US.
Yeah, but
stronger also in UK, here in Italia. And
last question. There is a big difference in the way to product, to create a music when you were a guy, younger. From now.
No, I always produce the same same way.
Okay.
I start with a sample. I find an ID on YouTube now or in my vinyl. I rediscovered during the pandemic, during the lockdown. I was doing shows every day and I went into my collection and I started to sample again.
Yes.
And I don't have to change because it will come back. It will come back.
Because we... we see that the guys today that they stay in their room every day with a PC, with a computer.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah, okay.
You mean guys who is making music?
Yeah.
I stayed 15 years now. I'm less, a bit less into music. You know, more focused on having you know, in more in. In having good times for me around, you know, playing, you know, doing sport and enjoying life a little bit more. But the first 15 years, I stayed in my basement making music, day and night. I was not touring, so it was the time for me to create music.
Do you have some people that listen your music for testing? Or friends?
No. I always the test in the club. It's the crowd in the clubs. Ah. I do a track. I test it in the club.
Only in the
and
club.
And you can see right away the reaction.
Do you have a friend that listen?
Another advice for friends.
Yeah.
Never listen your friends.
Okay.
Never.
It's a good advice.
No.
No, because it's two friends.
It's really rare when a friend wants to have you to have a success for you. Believe me.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you, Bob. It's
merci.
An honor. Really. I hope to see you soon during your DJ set.
Merci, Gianluca.
Thank you. Enjoy Italy.
Grazie a te.
Thank you.